Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kerry Keating, you can catch him on Warriors Warm Up with Damon Bruce before every single Warriors game right here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. That was something to behold last night. Almost rendered speechless after watching that. And happy for you guys to be able to go to bed after the first quarter and get a good night's rest for today's show.
Right. Only the fourth team in playoff history to score 45 points in a quarter. It almost feels as if Steph and the veteran presence on this team understands that the coach is going through some tough times, that Durant was going through some tough times, and rather than make this any more complicated than they needed to, they just went out, handled the Blazers in four, and now they've got the opportunity to get ready for either a game that starts Sunday or Tuesday. It really seems like they're good enough to dictate exactly what the outcome of all these games will be.
You know, I said this on the show last night before the game, and thinking about all the things that Steve is going through, obviously where the team is at, fortunately getting KD back and clear to come back for last night and have to wait another week to see him on the floor. I tend to think, guys, that this team, especially if Steve isn't able to coach the rest of the playoffs, may actually play better without him. And I don't mean that they don't need him. I just kind of feel like they're so talented, and the system that he has been able to put in place over the last 3 years, and specifically this year with this team and the way they went about the season, that they know they won't have him on the sideline to eventually bail them out of their laziness at times. And you see that happen throughout the season. Sometimes Steph and Clay kind of make those crazy passes. We saw that in the playoffs in the past. And I think that they have this sense of security when Steve is on the sideline that he's one of us and he won't let us get to the point where it's getting too out of control. We can still win this thing. But I think now that they realize that he may not be there, and I think we might have saw a little bit of that last night. And no, this is no disrespect to Mike and Ron and Jaron. Those guys are extensions of Steve and even Bruce Frazier moving up a seat. I just think that they feel like they know they have to be locked in for every single game. There's a very good chance we're going to see a lot more of this. I don't know if we'll see it to the extent that we saw it last night, but I think it all likelihood, barring any knock on wood crazy injuries happening again or happening, you know, even for the first time to anyone, that this team is destined to get 12 more wins.
Coach, when you think about the coaching staff, I want to stay in that sphere that you're in. And let's talk about Ron Adams. Here's a guy that's been around the league, great defensive-minded coach. You see the defense continue to make strides in the right direction. Why would he have that seat being the, you know, assistant head coach? And what type of voice does he have even now why the team doesn't have Kerr?
I think what you're seeing, Lo, and it's a little bit different for basketball, obviously, than football, because obviously in football you have 11 guys. They're all taking care of positions. They're very much in control of their own domain as it relates to the overall picture and the bigger part of the puzzle. That's not to say you can't get that done from an offensive and defensive standpoint in basketball, and I think we've moved more towards that as years have passed. And Ron has definitely created a niche for himself as a defensive guru, if you will. But basketball guys are basketball guys. And I think one thing that Steve has been ultra successful in and probably has gotten a little bit overlooked, although last year Luke kind of brought that to the forefront in the first 43 games that Steve was out by coaching the team, and a little bit of what Mike has been able to do now, although Mike has 83 playoff games of experience under his belt before moving over temporarily. Guys like Ron and Bruce and Jaron and the rest of the staff, they are Steve Kerr. Essentially, Steve has been successful in creating a culture for the team that the coaches itself, if you will, and has an ultimate green light to play and be free and loose and enjoy the game. But I think when you see this staff, I didn't see anything different in what happened with the staff, even if Steve was sitting there last night. And I really think he's done such a great job of empowering these guys. I don't think it matters who, quote-unquote, the head coach is right now. I think the head coach of the five guys on the floor, as I mentioned before, those guys can get even better because I think Steve's not there, and I think it's going to make guys like Ron and Mike and Jaron even better. They have to heighten their awareness and be more extensions of Steve now that Steve isn't physically there, but obviously mentally he still is. I think those, that's a great point in the sense of this, Lo. If it was a younger guy who had aspirations to be a head coach, and this is where Jaron is really doing a great job. Here's the youngest guy on the staff that probably does want to be a head coach at some point, or at least have a shot at it. All of a sudden, the head coach isn't there physically. The natural inclination of a guy is to say, I'm going to prove myself that I can be the head coach now. The fact that you have these guys sitting over there letting this happen and coaching the team the way it needs to be coached says a lot more about them than what they're doing when Steve actually is there. And kudos to Ron for doing his job even better than he's doing it before, because obviously the proof is in the pudding and what they're allowing these guys to do. And like I said before, something to behold right now. And I think we're witnessing something really special.
Kerry Keating joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So as we wait for either Sunday or Tuesday in the next contest, who do you think they're going to end up facing, and who would you rather face, the Clippers or the Jazz, if you were a member of the Warriors coaching staff?
I'll actually be better equipped to answer this tomorrow because I'm going down to LA to watch Game 5 tonight. But in looking at it, I kind of feel that the Clippers, not just because we have this crazy dominance over them lately, but I think it's a better matchup for us if you're looking for an easier series. Round two is never really easier in theory. But this Jazz team is really something that's – talk about overcoming adversity. I think their starting five has played less than 250 minutes together all season. And they have pieces right now, and they completely know who they are. To me, in watching the teams in the Western Conference more so than the Eastern, they're the one team to me that is closest to the Warriors in this sense only. They know who they are. They're all connected in that, and they have a great trust in their head coach. It's just utterly apparent to me. But they play a completely different style, and that's where the difficulty lies if it's the Jazz. What I said last night is they're the Wisconsin of the NBA West right now. They like to control pace. They try to grind you down. They keep themselves in the game. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They execute really well, and they like playing with each other. I mean, I think that's a very, very dangerous team. And ultimately, when we look back on this, if we're able to get 12 more wins, I think that series against the Jazz, if it in fact is the Jazz, is probably going to prove to be the toughest one of the four.
Kerry Keating with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Have you noticed this? Games 1 and 2 with Steve Kerr on the bench, Draymond Green, a grand total of 7 3-point attempts. Games 3 and 4 without Steve Kerr, 5 attempts, then 8 attempts last night. Do you think with no Kerr on the bench, Draymond is giving himself the green light?
You know, you'd like to say that, but he's you know, we go back to last year and that whole back and forth between one thing I put down in my notes, Joe, from last night was I think overall this year that Draymond's shot selection was one of the key factors in having this team's success to the level that it was. You know, he turned down shots on trailers and into reversals. Last year he was kind of jacking those threes up. And, yeah, I think he wanted to be more of a three-point shooter. I think KD's arrival has helped quell that a little bit because he understands we can get a better shot now that we have one more guy on the floor. You know, you want to try to create some controversy, I guess you could say that, but if they're going in, no coach, whether it's Steve, Mike, Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, John Wooden's going to tell you not to shoot. So great for Draymond and great for us that they're going. And I do know this, when they go in early and he's the one hitting them with those other three guys on the floor, it's a wrap.
Former head coach for Santa Clara men's basketball, now co-host of Warriors Warm Up with Damon Bruce. You can follow him on Twitter at Kerry Keating. It's the coach, Kerry Keating, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you for your time, coach. We appreciate it. Look forward to catching up again soon.
Anytime, guys. Enjoy the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.